Open nightly till 9, Saturday to 6.
Well, it's still mild enough, 5 Celsius or 41.
There ain't no good in our goodbye.
Distinctively Manilow, that's Barry's latest called Let's Hang On. If you're 35 years old or over, why is everyone looking at me? And interested in getting out, the Scarborough Recreation and Parks Department would like to hear from you. If you're interested and enough interest is shown by the community, the recreation staff will assist those interested individuals in forming a club to meet their needs. Activities arranged later can be decided upon by the group itself. Anyone interested in such a club is asked to contact the Scarborough Recreation and Parks Department at 296-7411. That number again is 296-7411.
Make waves with Morningstar this spring. Play the romantic in ruffles and lace, innocent pastel dresses and tops with irresistible antique touches. Have fun in standout separates, pants that go to any length, terrific tunics, sensational bloomers, and a t-shirt you won't find anywhere else. It's the shape of things to come, because you're special at Morningstar.
Morningstar, 680 Young, 15 St. Joseph, and 31 Baldwin.
Accidents, according to Metro Police, on Lawrence at the Allen Expressway, westbound on Wilson east of Jane, and northbound Keel north of Dundas. We've got some hydro wires down. Cardinal westbound, slow from Spadina through to the CNE. And on the parkway heading northbound, it's busy up through Pottery Road to south of Eglinton, where we had an earlier accident involving several vehicles. And I'll be back with more traffic details.
It's a heartache.
Now, I used to think computer dating was silly.
But I knew it was a perfect match when I found out your favorite restaurant was
the Magic Pan.
Would you like to order?
Uh-huh.
How about an appetizer?
A cheese fritters.
We have some specials tonight. Chicken cacciatore with linguine.
Ooh.
Baked fish and lemon butter.
Uh-huh.
And our beef bourguignon and ratatouille crepe combination. They're only $6.95.
$6.95? We'll have the chicken cacciatore.
Pardon me?
We'll have the chicken. Crepe?
Chicken?
I thought we were so compatible.
Oh, I thought it was going so well.
Look, why don't I bring you an extra plate and you can share?
Terrific! Oh, Chuck, you know what I was thinking?
Yes, I do.
The Magic Pan has a whole new menu. And to make it even more tempting, many entrees are just $6.95 for a limited time. So join us for dinner at the Magic Pan. Visit the Magic Pan in the Eaton Center, Hazelton Lane, Sherway Gardens, or Scarborough Town Center. Offer good after 5 p.m.
You win in 4 big ways. Win solid gold.
Solid gold.
Play 21. Jackpot number tells you you won. Cause for the draw, there's 100,000 more. The bonus number will tell you the score. Pot of gold.
Solid gold.
Easy to play.
Easy to play.
Let you win in 4 big ways.
Next draw, April 15th. Well, this could get awkward, because Morris Keston of Weather Consultants of Canada is here. And is there any way we can get you to change your mind, Morris, about this stuff coming in?
No, Russ, forget it.
No, it's coming, eh?
Well, we've got moderate snow at London. The rain has changed to snow at Windsor.
Yeah.
Kitchener is snowing. There's a mixture of snow and rain now at Hamilton. And it's imminent. It's right on our doorstep, basically. Our temperature got up fairly mild today, and that's what sort of held it off and so that it started as rain.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's coming.
We'll begin dropping, and it's coming.
Okay, so the next obvious question is, now that it's coming, and we might as well get used to the fact that it's going to be here soon, how much?
Well, I don't think you'll have to use your shovel too much. To begin with, because of the fact that we're getting a fair amount of rain, when it turns over to snow, which will be, as I say, fairly shortly, it'll go into slush more than snow itself. So a lot of the snow that will fall will become slush, and then we'll get a snow cover on top of it. The snow cover itself probably won't be much more than an inch, I would say. It'll be very wet. Of course, if the temperature drops down below freezing, which it will in the suburbs before tomorrow morning, it'll get very icy. Mm-hmm. And that's what you'll have to watch more than anything else. Like I say, I don't think it's certainly not here to stay. All it will take is a few hours of sunshine, and it'll be gone. But on the other hand, we're not expecting those few hours of sunshine for a while.
I don't see it in your forecast until, say, maybe, Sunday?
Well, there'll probably be some sun breakout on Saturday, even though we'll get a few snow flurries. But Sunday, I expect we'll see quite a bit of sun, and Monday we'll begin warming up, and it'll probably be some sun as well.
Okay, let's go to the strong point of your forecast, and that's Monday, sunny and mild. Are we expecting temperatures to bounce back to normal?
Well, they might, but normals are also creeping up. You know, at this time of year, like 8 degrees is like a nothing. It should be here every day.
That's right, Morris. It should.
Yes, it certainly should, and we're certainly not going to see it over the weekend. Yeah. There's a slight possibility that we might get it on Monday, but I think it'll probably be closer to about 6, Sunday being above freezing, but still quite cold. And also those winds are going to pick up. We do have a storm which is sort of gone haywire. It has made up its mind quite what it wants to do, but it looks like it will finally develop and move through Pennsylvania out to the Maritimes. And as that happens and it intensifies in a big high-pressure area, what's bringing down that colder air, and it's over in the Manitoba area. So combining those two, we'll probably get pretty strong winds, so we'll have a wind chill along with occasional snow flurries, along with pretty low temperature tomorrow.
Boy.
And as I say, reminiscent of a reasonable winter day.
Yeah.
You'll love it.
It's I'm going to try to love it, but I don't think I'm going to succeed. Here we go now with the Morris Keston forecast.
Tonight's metro weather, rain changing to wet snow, a low near zero. Tomorrow, occasional snow flurries, windy and cold, a high near zero. And for Saturday, chance of snow flurries and continuing cold. I'm Morris Keston.
Bertie Higgins, Key Largo, as we get into sports here at CKFM. And Murray Eldon will have a comment shortly. After sweeping their first six games in the round robin, Canada now is in a must-win situation at the World Women's Curling Championships in Geneva. The Colleen Jones rink from Halifax lost 8-6 to Scotland in the first tiebreaker for their fourth straight defeat. Canada now faces Norway in another tiebreaker later today. They must win to gain fourth place and a berth in tomorrow's semifinals. It will be Canada's second game of the day against Norway. Earlier, they lost 7-5 in the final round-robin game. Well, there are five games in the NHL tonight, but most of the attention will be focused on the one in Calgary. The Flames play host to the Edmonton Oilers as Wayne Gretzky gets another chance to top the 200-point mark. Gretzky goes into the game with 199. In other games, Montreal travels to Uniondale to take on the Islanders. Buffalo is in Boston. Minnesota takes on Detroit. And Washington is in Philadelphia.
For several years, Technics has been standing the turntable world on its ear with linear tracking models the mere size of a record jacket. Linear tracking is the best way to play record because it's the same way that records are made. There's been only one drawback, the price. Now, Babe Lure Radio presents the first micro turntable at a micro price. It's the new Technics SL5, and you can buy it right now for just $299, complete with cartridge. At Babe Lure Radio, downtown in the Manulife Center, Bay of Charles, and now in Scarborough at 1894 Lawrence East of Victoria Park.
Fascinating are the fans of the Toronto Maple Leafs. It's true they had lots to cheer about last night. The Leafs' exciting come-from-behind win over the St. Louis Blues, with time very quickly running out. Rick Vive's 50th goal of the season, the first Leaf to perform that feat. But the real reason they were cheering, the Leafs can still make the playoffs. They've managed 20 wins in 75 games, only two teams have fewer victories. The chances of making the playoffs are dim. In fact, it would take not only a Herculean effort, but downright luck for postseason play in Leaf land. But any true Leaf will scoff at the thought that the Leafs can't win the remaining five games, and the St. Louis Blues, who've been doing a first-class fold, can't lose their final five. The Leafs' remaining games are against the Red Wings twice, St. Louis, Washington, and Philadelphia, while the Blues have to play Winnipeg, tough, Chicago, tough, not only once but twice, and Detroit as well as the Leafs. Mission impossible? Not if you're a real Leaf fan. I'm Murray Eldon, Sports on CKFM.
Yes, indeed, Mr. Sandman and Emmy Lou Harris. Ian Matthews is next here on the Russ Thompson program at CKFM with Shake It.
But at, what shall we make that? 441, I guess, and still 4 degrees Celsius, or 39 on the other scale here at Young and St. Clair. We will go to traffic. Here's an update. And Sean.
We've got some earlier problems, Russ, that are slowing down motorists on the 401. Eastbound core lanes east of the 400 and westbound core lanes approaching Kiel. Also have a problem reported eastbound on the Queen Elizabeth Way approaching Dixie. Watch out for that. Parkway northbound slowing up through Eglinton, scene of earlier problems. And we have accidents at Dundas and Kiel. And northbound Kiel at Milford, that's south of Lawrence. And I'll return with another traffic update.
Well, Morris says that the snow is just to the west of us, and we'll be here, he thinks, in the next hour or so. So there you go. Enjoy it. The white stuff is coming back. Ian Matthews. Here she comes.